when I work with groups, the formula I like to use is always start with an action verb. Because people want to know, what am I supposed to do? Action verb plus a one measurable. Because if you put too many measurables in a goal, you don't know if you've met that goal.
You're listening to the Lippert Academy for Leadership podcast, a show where we invite leaders to have courageous conversations about the journey of leadership, work, and culture. Let's go.
All right, welcome back to the Lippert Academy for Leadership podcast. This is Dr. Amber Selking, Vice President of Leadership and Culture here at Lippert Components, and joined with our new director of the Lippert Academy, Dr. Angie Sokol. Angie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Amber.
Second podcast in, here we are. How's it feel to be now the one of the new voices on a podcast?
My head is spinning. I'm loving every minute of it. I love the encouragement of all the leadership support, the culture here. It's amazing.
Well, we love having you, and we're certainly excited about what you're going to bring to our organization and how you're going to continue to help us learn and grow and get better, but more importantly, to serve other companies, right? So that's really the purpose of the Academy. It's to help other organizations either get on or continue their own leadership and cultural journey. And so, you know, if that's of interest to you, or you're hearing this stuff and you think, man, like, I want my business to have a great culture, but, right? And then you fill in the blank for all the excuses to why you don't, or just the uncertainty of how to proceed, reach out to us. That's what we're here for. academy@lci1.com. That comes directly to Angie and I, and we would love to just hear where you're at as a leader, where your company is at on your journey, and how we can just share some ideas and best practices, whether that's through developing your mission and your core values, or whether that's leadership training, or even whether that's some lean processes and understanding how is your business structured to optimize the product flow, right? And ease of business for your people. So all of these things contribute to culture and how your business operates on a day-to-day basis. So again, if there's anything, whether that's keynote speaking, training, coaching, just exchanging of ideas, reach out to us, academy@lci1.com. But here we are at the end of 2020. I feel like if you're like me, there were parts of this year where you wondered if this day would ever come when 2020 would conclude, right? But here we are, we're at the end of it. And what it means to be at the end of something means that we're on the precipice of something new. And what we're on the precipice of is 2021, which is a new year, a fresh start to reinvigorate as individuals, as leaders, as teams, as families, as communities. And we can do that haphazardly, or we can do that intentionally. And one of the things that I know is near and dear to Angie's heart is planning and goal setting. And so what we want to talk about today is just really what that is, why it's important, how to do it well, because our challenge to you is going to be, you know, don't just get through 2020 and roll into 2021 and then turn around 6 months into it and be like, oh my God, how do we get to June already? Like, let's do this with intentionality, because that's what high performing leaders do, and that's what high performing organizations do. But how do we do it well? So that's going to be our topic of conversation for today. And Angie's got an incredible background as a professional, but also as a professor and a teacher, has served in amazing organizations from GM to Chrysler, to a consultant that served organizations around the world, to right here in our own RV industry, which is our predominant industry here at Lippert Components that we serve. And so her background and experiences, again, are global, are in big companies, are in small companies. And Angie, you shared a story with me in terms of like how you usually tee up this conversation around why planning is so important. And I just think it's so powerful. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can, you know, blow our minds in terms of how we think about this.
Okay. I guess what I want you to think about is, what is your vision statement? And usually that turns the conversation to, how many of you have a business plan? And when I ask this question in organizations and with you know, students at school, they all say, well, yes, of course, we have a business plan. I say, okay, well, how many of you can recite your vision statement without looking? And I can, in a class of maybe 25 students, I can usually get one or two who can actually recite their vision statement. And it's typically people who are ISO certified. It's on the back of their badge. You know, they're required to know it. The other students will Google it, or they will say, well, it's in the conference room, but I don't really know what it is. So my point to that is you have a business plan, you have a vision statement, but if your students or your students, your, if your employees don't know what that is, how do you know when you get there? So, you know, think of this as how many of you get in your car and just drive? You know, if you are in a convertible and you live in a nice warm state, not in Indiana in the winter.
Exactly.
But if you live in a nice warm state, you might get in your car on a Sunday afternoon and drive. But typically, most of us get in our car because we have a purpose. We know exactly where we're going. We know how long it's going to take to get there. You know where the traffic is. You know, you plan for it. You know exactly where you're going to go. You don't want to get there too early. You don't want to get there too late. You've got timing around it to show up on time. So think of that like your roadmap of, you know, you have to document your vision statement. You have to communicate your vision statement because people don't know what's in your head. So it's got to be your mantra. It's got to be what drives the organization. As an employee, I want to know what's in your head as a leader. I want to know where you want me to go. I want to help you get there. But if I don't know what that is, it's just a job.
Yeah. And so that really tees up like why this is so important and why planning is so important, right? And I also think it's funny because you asked, do you have a business plan? Well, of course we have a business plan. We're running a business, right? And then the question is, do your people know the plan? That's also important. But I also think, you know, in business, we have a business plan because that's what you do. But how many of us in our own lives have a plan to become who it is we think we want to be? As a professional or as a person. And so, you know, for us at Lippert, you know, it's about building great people, right? And only when our people are the best versions of themselves does our organization have a shot of being the best version of itself. And so, you know, whether you're thinking about business planning and the importance of that, of really clarifying those goals and setting that roadmap and then communicating that, or for us as individuals and people, we need to have that game plan, you know, so that we can get there and we can celebrate when we get there.
I'll just share an example with you. In the RV industry, we started focusing on having 90-day goals, and the organization had never really done that before, so they weren't sure exactly how to write it, what to do, how to move forward with that. So I worked with every team at each plant, and we focused on using SMART goals, which you see different definitions of this acronym, but it's specific, measurable, actionable or attainable, realistic, and timed goals. So worked with every group, and we said, let's just take our top three issues in the organization or in your plant. So what are the top three things that you are struggling with right now? And let's write a goal around it. So, you know, for example, it was reducing cost by a certain percentage, or, you know, we had a high cost in something. So the team could rally around that. And the first time we went through that process, their expectations were a little high. You know, I'm going to reduce it by 90%. And you would say, okay, well, if you want to reduce it by 90%, why aren't you doing that right now, right? So,
yeah, that's where that realistic piece comes
yes.
in, right?
So it may take a time or two, a quarter or two, to get that goal into a realistic measurement. But just take your top three issues in your plant and set a goal around it as a team, because then everybody has a part. You know, everybody can rally around that. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing the transformation that the organization went through when we focused on 90-day goals. And it can be a 30-day goal. It doesn't have to be a 90-day goal, but it was just we focused on them quarterly. And people came alive, you know. And then when they were asked to do it for the next quarter, they could see, did I not achieve my goal? Was my goal too lofty? Or, you know, you can adjust. You don't have to change your goal completely. But then also new things come into the picture that you need to focus on. So you can write new goals for your next quarter or month or however you want to measure.
Yeah, and I can imagine that would just drive such a sense of ownership, right? And just a sense of intentionality with how people show up every day. What did you see in terms of how the team members responded to that?
So one of the, I think one of the biggest, a word that would describe it is pride. The team members were then able to achieve, they had to report out, which was good for them as well. And it's like, look what I accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, I set this goal, or maybe I didn't quite reach it, but I made a lot of progress, and you know, it was more progress than I was making before we rallied together to reach it.
I think that's huge, right? People want to win. Like, people want to be successful. And I think sometimes people have had a hard life or have gotten it beat out of them along the way, so maybe they forget that they love winning. But at the end of the day, like, human beings are wired for accomplishment, for contribution to something. And, you know, we get to work and sometimes we stop celebrating wins. We stop really clarifying what the win is. It's like when we grow up or we're in sports, you know, we get these little trophies for winning a game or, you know, a recital. If you get first chair in your musical instrument, like, there's things that you can accomplish and you feel really, really good about. And then it's like we get to work and it's like, yeah, we show up every day and we do things for 365 days a year and then we start the year over again. You know, there's not this like rhythm to winning, which is something I love.
So one of the, I had this idea at one point, and it was kind of driven from doing a case study at the university level. And in the case study, we looked at all the companies that had won the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award, which is, it's, you know, esteem to be able to achieve that award. So I sent my COO an email and said, hey, I think we should apply for the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award in manufacturing. And he didn't reply to me. And about 4 days later, he shows up in my office and he goes, Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award? Have you lost your mind? And I said, no, I think giving the organization something to rally around, something to be proud of. I said, it may take us 5 years before we even get in the ballpark, but can you imagine what we could achieve if we had a goal like that, that was structured and everybody knew exactly, you know, what was expected of them? It's clear, you know, there's no fuzziness to it. There's expectations. And people want to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. They do. They want to know, what do you expect of them? You know, they want you to circle back and check on them. They want to help the organization.
Yeah. And I love that too, right? Because a lot of times when we talk about goal setting, we talk about this sort of formal goal setting process, whether it's strategic planning or whether it's 90-day goals with a SMART goal structure. But there's ways to sort of set goals a little bit more, you know, on the DL, if you will, by just saying, hey, we want to win this award. And here's the five things that are required for us to win this award, the standards, let's just say from a quality standpoint, that would lead that. And so it gives people direction, guidance. Oh, these things are important. Okay, what can I do then to help facilitate movement toward these five things? And so that's sort of like a on the down low way goal setting really format to get people set some direction and guidance and give people something to shoot for.
In the very probably my first month of my career at General Motors, I worked for a military sergeant and I had some adjustment to make. It was an eye-opening experience in the beginning, but one of the really cool things that he taught me, he basically called me in the office and said, you and I are going to sit down and write goals for the end of the year, and I'm going to expect you to achieve these goals, and if you need my help, you know where I sit, but you know exactly what's expected. And he's really one of the few bosses I ever had who did that with me. And look at it, you know, 30 years later, here I am. It's like, what an impact that made. And learning how to write a good goal makes a difference to your people. So I have this little formula that I like to use. Again, I think we talked about SMART goals as specific, measurable, actionable, or attainable, realistic, and timed. And when I work with groups, the formula I like to use is always start with an action verb. Because people want to know, what am I supposed to do? Action verb plus a one measurable. Because if you put too many measurables in a goal, you don't know if you've met that goal. So, you know, if you just say lose weight and you don't have timing, people don't know if they've met it. You know, if you say I want to lose weight by only eating so many calories per day and exercising so many times a week, well, if you exercise, but you don't lose the weight or whatever, did you reach your goal? You know, so you put too many things in it, it gets confusing. So action verb plus one measurable and a specific date. And I'm really big on specific date as opposed to a time frame, because I think people are driven, their behavior is driven by due dates. So when you put a specific date in there, it drives the behavior. If you just say, I want to lose weight in 2021, you know, you've given yourself 365 days of wiggle room. So when you put a specific date in there, people know exactly, you know, exactly what they need to do.
Yeah, I love that. And just to sort of recap where we've been in this conversation is we started off with the importance of we need a plan, but we also need to know the vision, right? The bigger vision that the plan allows us to accomplish. And then we moved into talking about how can we set these 90-day type goals, right? That require people to identify and solve challenges that are right in front of them. And that just sort of puts a burning platform on it, right? And so that when you accomplish it, people's lives get better in the process and they get more excited. And then they want to set the next 90-day goal, because every time they do that, work gets easier, processes get smoother. Like the annoying things that are a pain in their side every day they walk in the building are gone, you know? Or the things they hear their leaders barking about every day are gone. And so those 90-day goals help you like accomplish that. And then we talked about that framework, right? A simple formula by using SMART goals or just that action verb plus the measurable plus the specific due date, you know, and if you take those things together, man, that's how as leaders, we can really set an environment that position our people for success, right? And gives them a target. It's funny. I don't know why I just thought of this, but you know, on the East Coast, we call a basketball hoop a basketball hoop. And my husband apparently calls it a goal in Indiana. And so we've got this old basketball hoop in our driveway that, you know, is whatever, cemented into the ground, but there's no rim on it. And he was like, man, we need to get a new goal. And I was a soccer player. And I'm like, I mean, where are we going to put a goal in our backyard? And he was like, the basketball goal. And I was like, it's called a basketball hoop. And he was like, no, it's a goal. And so we had this like argument on what is it called? But I was just thinking like, man, imagine playing basketball with no hoop, right? Or rim or goal. And I guess all of a sudden it just clicked in my head of it's the goal that gives you the purpose of the game, right?
Yeah, it is. And I think that the probably one of the most important pieces though is after they set their goal, they're working on their goal, the formula's right, you know, you've got everything where you want it. It's the leader's follow-up that makes it meaningful, because people need to know their leader cares, first of all, but that they're getting feedback on, am I doing this the right way? Was this your expectation? You know, just going in and making it a consistent opportunity for feedback with your people. I think that's a big key to being successful with business planning too.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, again, we end every podcast here with some high performance leadership training. So something that our listeners can do when they walk away from here that will help them grow in their leadership capability. And so my challenge to everybody is to identify three of the biggest issues that are in front of you, whether that's in your family or whether that's in your community or on your team or in your business, and then set 90-day goals. So we started this talking about, listen, let's not roll into 2021 and just let it happen, right? There's been enough things in 2020 that have been so far outside of our control that it's been frustrating. And we don't need to go into 2021 with even more of that. And this is a way that we can take ownership, take responsibility, tap back into the game. I'm not saying that we haven't been throughout this journey, but But let's start 2021 off on a strong foot. And this is a way that we can do that in something that's really meaningful to us, to our teams, to our family. Identify what are those three biggest issues that are in front of you right now, and then set a 90-day goal so that Q1 of 2021 starts off with some traction, right? And that we can take that traction and generate momentum through the rest of the year. So that's your high performance leadership training. Angie, any final thoughts from you before we sign off for today?
No, just have a happy holiday. Be safe with your families. It's been a crazy year. Looking forward to 2021 and some new goals.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Angie. Welcome to the Lippert family. We're so glad you're here. 2021 is going to be off on an awesome start because of you, and we're looking forward to everything that that's going to do. Again, if the Academy can serve you in any way, please reach out to us, academy@lci1.com. Thank you so much for listening in today. We look forward to being with you. We're going to take a break here from the podcast for a couple weeks before we get back into season 5. So be on the lookout for what that's going to look like and how we're going to bring that to you. But enjoy your holidays, stay safe, be optimistic, and let's start 2021 off on a powerful foot.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast belong solely to the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the view or mission of Lippert Components, Inc. Thanks to Eternity Bro for our theme music, and to Michael Yoder and the amazing team over at Truthwork Media. Thanks for listening.